So could you just, I mean, you contacted us. I was really interested to talk to you a bit more about your experiences. Can you just tell me your story?
Sure. Well, sort of towards the beginning of the month, I think it was about the early February, I found that my oxygen levels were sort of fluctuating and were quite low. And I'd been tested positive for COVID and did the self-isolation. And then when that finished, that week, I found that, you know, I was really lethargic. I didn't want to do anything. I lost my appetite. I lost my sense of taste and smell. And then on the Saturday, you know, it was so low that we decided to go to Kingston and, you know, see the situation. And it sort of developed from there. They took one look as soon as I went into A&E, and they just said, no, we've got to get you into casual, you know, into ICU. And it went on from there. The most frightening thing was on the Sunday when I had to lie on my stomach for 2 hours and have a full face mask to help with the breathing. And, you know, because it's not natural to lay on your stomach, really.
And can you remember going into the hospital, being transferred to ICU? What do you remember about that experience, and how did you feel at the time?
Well, it's quite frightening, you know, when you go straight to somewhere like that. I think actually it was they call it the critical care unit up there. And, you know, once you say goodbye to your loved ones, you don't know what's going to happen.
And you mentioned, you know, you wanted to maybe you had a message for the staff there. So what kind of treatment did you receive at Kingston, and what would you like to say about the staff at Kingston Hospital?
They're the best. They 23 years ago, they helped deliver my daughter. And, you know, I got the best treatment I could wish for. And they're doing a fantastic job under very difficult circumstances, as, you know, especially when they get verbally abused and everything.
How long did you stay in hospital for? What was the kind of progression of the illness?
Well, it was about almost the whole of February, 2.5 weeks. The progression was, you know, after a certain time in critical care, then I went to the normal ward there. So it sort of, you know, they were looking after me fantastically well. And then just waiting to see how the breathing was and doing breathing exercises before I was allowed home.
And what kind of post-treatment have they given you? What's the kind of, since you've come out of hospital, what has been your, you know, what the advice have they given you, and what sort of contact do they have with you now?
Well, they have a daily call up with me. I've got a litre of oxygen tank with me that I use, you know, if I move from one room to the other, and just really sort of doing more exercises and just keeping a regular check on my oxygen levels.
And what effect has suffering this illness had on your life? I mean, what kind of things have you doing differently now, and also what kind of provisions have you taken for the future?
Well, I think it brings it home that, you know, we're lucky with this pandemic to be a, you know, it is, I know it is true, you know, I've been there. It's not a hoax. It's a real pandemic. And you've just got to be grateful for every day. You know, it makes you more grateful for the family and the support. You know, I've been very lucky with the family, but also a lot of my ex-colleagues, too many to mention, have you know, kept in touch and kept my spirits up. And you just be grateful that you, for every day that you've got, really, it makes you more grateful to be alive. You know, I'm just a lucky one, and you know, it's there are people that aren't so lucky, but I just don't get all these people who say it's a hoax and all this. I just can't see where they've got all this from, and I'm just waiting now to make sure that I'll be well enough to have the vaccine.
And you obviously were in a quite a bad way for a little while. How did it feel to come out the other side?
Fantastic. I came out on my daughter's birthday. It was the best present I could give her. It was fantastic. Beautiful day, sun was shining, and that was the best day to come out.
And, you know, if you were able to send a message to the staff at Kingston Hospital, if they were listening, what would you like to say to them?
Well, thank you seems it doesn't really give the amount of gratitude that I'd like to give them. You know, they save my life, and they're saving lives every day when they can. Sometimes it's not possible, but, you know, I'm convinced they saved it, and they saved it in my case, and they were, you know, I couldn't have asked for better treatment. It's a fantastic service.
And we're obviously, as much as it is criticised, we're obviously lucky to have a national health system that works in this country. Do you have any sort of thoughts on the NHS as an entity?
When it comes to it, if you're serious, well, whatever your illness is, they're doing a fantastic job under very difficult circumstances, which nobody's had really any experience of something like this. So, you know, they're doing their best, and they're doing a fantastic job in all the hospitals.
And just finally, I mean, we've got now this roadmap for coming out of lockdown. It does seem like, you know, with a kind of an end in sight and the vaccination program going well, it seems like some people have started to relax on some of the social restrictions that are in place. I mean, what would you say to people who start to kind of maybe relaxing a little bit on those restrictions?
I think the problem is that, you know, okay, we're now getting into spring, we've got fantastic weather, you know, all right, we've got a roadmap, but if people go out too quickly, that could easily be changed. You know, there are still people who are, you know, they're not wearing masks, or they're getting too close to one another, and they're risking, you know, the future. I mean, in the travel industry that I've grew up in and worked for many, many years is decimated. I could go on. You know, the age of the low cost airline is rapidly. You know, you'll see a lot of airlines go bankrupt, and the cheap fares may not last forever. You know, if you go out too quickly and, you know, you see the crowds on the beaches and things like that, they're putting the future roadmap at risk. We need to just hold back and be patient. It'll soon be over, and we'll soon be, well, some sort of normality.
I mean, just finally, great news that you were taken care of at Kingston and you've come out the other side, and it's great to speak to you today. And I really appreciate you getting in touch. Just also, as a final thing, you know, obviously we've got to wait and make sure that we get on top of the virus before we start relaxing. But what kind of future plans have you made following your coming out of hospital?
Well, nothing definite, really. My daughter's getting married this year. We hope, you know, that'll go ahead. As the future, you can't really make any plans at the moment, because you don't know for sure that everything's going to be all right come July. You know, hopefully people, it'll all go ahead, and we'll have a great rest of the year.
Yeah, I mean, that is a good point. What are you most looking forward to doing?
Well, just having a bit more freedom, I think. You know, I volunteer on the mainline steam trains. So when they go, and hopefully, you know, sometime this year, we'll be able to start doing the trips again.
Where are those train lines from?
Well, it's all sorts. The website is steamdreams.co.uk, the one that I volunteer on. We have trains like, you know, we hire out the Flying Scotsman and all sorts. So it goes mainly sort of from London down to the West Country and places like that. But yeah, that's something that I'm looking forward to, and meeting up with the other stewards. And, you know, we have Zoom calls and everything, but it's not the same. It's nice to be able to, you know, meet people in person again. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Excellent. Andrew, is there anything else you wanted to add, you know, to talk about Kingston Hospital or anything in the staff there? Or is there anything else that we've not touched on?
I think we've covered everything.
Andrew, okay, thanks
for
a lot.
Your time.
And get well soon, and, you know, speedy recovery and all that. And hopefully in the summer we'll be kind of at least allowed out a bit more.
Yeah, well, perhaps we'll catch up later.
Great. Thanks, Andrew. Take care.
Okay, take care.
Cheers. Bye-bye.